time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 26th, 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 110 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. And also being offered 32-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. Genomic enhanced EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at www.quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275.
Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
Well, the new Oklahoma logo launched in February may not show up on Oklahoma tractors or trucks or cows anytime soon. Still, there will be many places that it can be viewed both inside and outside of Oklahoma. Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell told Oklahoma Farm Bureau members during their OKFB leadership conference that one of his goals is to move Quartz Mountain Lodge and Nature Park back into the state park system where he believes it belongs.
That is a long-term goal of ours, is to move Quartz Mountain. A lot of people don't realize that Quartz is not a state park anymore, that it is run by the higher regents. We want Quartz Mountain to be a state park again, and really anchor Southwest Oklahoma as a state park. We're dealing with a financial situation inside our state park system. A lot of buildings and facilities that have not been taken care of for decades and decades. And so we have a long way to go to upgrade facilities at our state parks. But we are working on that every
single day.
Details
about the National Pork
Industry Forum is available
online. We'll have 100 new
bathroom facilities this fiscal year across our state park system, which is, you know, something that we haven't done in a really long time. So we want to make sure that we fix bathrooms, facilities, lodges, and the goal within the next couple years is to get Quartz Mountain back as a state park.
Pinnell said they have a long ways to go as far as upgrading facilities in the Oklahoma state parks, but they are working on it every single day, and so hopefully within the next couple of years, the goal is to get Quartz Mountain back as a state park. Well, the National Wheat Foundation is pleased to announce that it's accepting grower enrollment for the 2020 National Wheat Yield Contest. The contest will be divided into two primary competition categories, winter wheat and spring wheat. The foundation is accepting entries on their website, yieldcontest.wheatfoundations.org, for the winter and spring wheat. The spring wheat entry deadline is coming up on August the 1st with an early registration deadline of June 15th. Well, the National Pork Industry Forum is just weeks away. This event will be held March 4th through the 6th in Kansas City. Pork Checkoff spokesperson Cindy Cunningham says forum delegates will consider the most important issues facing the pork producers.
The National Pork Industry Forum really is a tremendous opportunity for delegates from across the country to come together and talk about those issues that are impacting the pork industry today and into the future. These delegates are selected by their local and by their state pork association and producers from their home states. And they then come to the National Pork Industry Forum where they talk about the issues, determine where the future direction should be on those issues, as well as how their checkoff can play an important role in the pork industry.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center, or you can go to pork.org, or you can even give them a call, 800-456-PORK. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I wasn't healthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.